due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Oh, please, please. You just went from copying your old man to copying the man. You're a bootleg, Becky, trying to take what's mine again, and I won't have it. But at least you're not pretending anymore. I'm glad I was able to beat the phoniness out of you the last few months.
Oh, gosh.
This is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo! Woo!
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 1st. Good Lord, we're in December already. Only 24 more days till the fat guy in the red suit comes down your chimney. Leaves you some gifts, or, you know, if he's green, he might be taking some gifts. But holidays today, real quick, on for the December 1st, it's Eat a Red Apple Day and World AIDS Awareness Day. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria of Palmer's Food Service and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us December 8th for UFC 231 at Salvatore's Saloon. And Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there earlier. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's December 8th, Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 231. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
And hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at RockDerbyRecruitment@gmail.com. And join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're into men's roller derby, Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R. Find it on Facebook. You can contact them if you'd like to join them. Welcome to the show today. It's a danger and cash kind of show. Danger cash. But we've got some special guests in the studio, too. Danger, who do we got with us today?
Well, we have Defiance in the studio.
Woo-hoo, look at that.
Yeah, we got right.
Defiance is joining us.
Oh, thank you.
And they have a show, UPW show, coming up this Friday night in Brockport, which is called Ghosts of Christmas Past. It seems quite appropriate for being UPW's first show in the arena there, which is pretty cool. The Elks Lounge, of course, doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7, and you can get tickets at upstateprowrestling.wixsite.com. You can find them there. Right? Or if you know somebody like any of these guys that are in the studio with us, Defiance could help you. That's right. So how are you guys doing today?
How you doing,
Smash? I'm pretty good, man. A little tired, but pretty good.
You guys had to get in here early. I appreciate you coming up and everything because you guys got a show. You got to drive. I don't know. Allentown's what, about 5-6 hours from here?
About 4.5.
4.5 hours?
With our driver, probably 3.5.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? At least you have one thing going for you. It's not snowing, you know?
Right.
Very cool. So you got Defiance. You are wrestling with Rob D, of course, against the Vile Society coming up Friday. Are you excited about that?
Nope.
No.
Not at all.
You got Jensen, Matrix, and Hellcat there. And, you know, it ought to be, I mean, that ought to burn, take the place down. You know, hopefully it's one of the last few matches.
Did I get that right? Repeat the three guys?
Oh, did I get it wrong?
Oh, you definitely, I'm
Jensen,
pretty sure you said someone else.
And Hellcat.
Jensen Matic and Hellcat?
Matic.
Yeah, you said Matrix?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I?
Dear Lord.
Oh. I didn't sign up for that.
That would have been awesome.
No, I'm good.
That would have been Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh, nothing against Matrix, but no, baby. No. I mean, that's not we need me, to make Daddy. It to the next night.
Yeah, that's not for me, baby. That's for somebody else.
That's what I meant. Not me. Now, of course, Rick Matrix is always on our mind, right?
Yeah.
So, cool, man. So this is the first show for UPW at this event, you know, this place. I mean, they're going to build off the crowd. What do you think of how it's going to turn out? Going to be a lot of people there?
I think it's going to be.
It's going to be. We have a lot, you know, a lot of sponsors. There's been a lot of word of mouth and everything. So should have a packed house.
Yeah, good. Well, awesome. And it's, I mean, it's kind of like that old school wrestling kind of feel in that place, too. I've been there for many shows. I always tell people that when you go to independent shows, especially ones around Rochester, you know, the maximum amount you're going to pay is maybe $15, but you're going to be in a front seat. You know, it's like WWE. Where do you get for $15?
Nosebleeds.
Yeah, you need binoculars, you know, to see what's going on.
That's true.
So, yeah, and I mean, this is a pretty stacked crowd. You got Lyle Knight versus Frank Burlington versus Icon Ace there in the main, one of the main events. I'm not sure if that's the UPW Heavyweight Championship going on.
Yeah, I believe that is the main event.
Yeah, so, and the McLeods are taking on the Falcos. That's kind of like a throwback match or something on the card.
Yeah.
Oh, the history with those guys.
Boys.
You got the UPW No Limits champion, Colin Delaney, taking on HC Loken. It's funny, we've seen Colin Delaney the last couple weeks, Ring of Honor. He's been doing some stuff with Ring of Honor.
Yes, he has.
Doing big things.
Yeah, so that's cool. It's like, you know, it's really cool. I mean, you guys been trained by Colin? I know he was a trainer there for a while.
I trained with Colin.
Did you train
with Colin? Colin was a class before me. He started before me, and then I came in, so we trained together. But then, after all his travels and everything, you know, he kind of took me under his wing, and I trained with him.
He hates you.
Oh, I know he hates me.
I was going to say.
He says it to everybody, but in reality, he hates you. He likes me.
Yeah, so, well, and you know, I mean, and he's been busy, a lot busy lately, doing some stuff. Danger, you thinking something?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, okay, you got nothing?
I'm just remembering when some of these guys started way back in the day.
I know, don't remind me.
People are getting up there in age.
Yeah. Every day I ask myself, like, why am I still doing this?
it's the smell of the grease paint, the thrill of the whatever, you know?
That makes me feel much older, too, because I was old then.
Yeah.
Very cool. So this is the Friday night there. It's like I've been there for the last few IWF shows. It's great that you guys are seamlessly coming in there and keeping the shows going. So that's, you know, that's credit to Hellcat. And some of the other guys who are actually coming out. And I mean, this is a stacked show. We got Cheech also defending his 585 live championship against Sean Carr.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be a bomb.
Man, is there room for many more matches after what I've been going through this place? Because this, I mean, that's, I enjoy that little arena. It's really pretty cool.
I do too. I got to agree with you on that one. For some reason, it gives me that, like you said, that old school throwback.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So that's very cool. So, man, how have you guys been doing? I mean, you're traveling all over the place, obviously.
Yeah, traveling. Wrestling.
So you're going down WXW today. So yes. What are some of the other places you've been to?
Oh, God.
Where haven't we been to?
I can't even think. Off your mind. Where have we been?
We've done a lot of stuff up in Maine.
We've been in Maine.
We've done a lot of stuff in Jersey. With UWA. Ace, what was the other place? Oh, WXW were running shows in New Jersey.
ECPW. Whether it was Brooklyn.
ECPW, I know. What about like Western, like Eastern New York? You do any of those places? Like, I know there's like one down in Binghamton, and there's
Well, no, we have not done Excite.
No, Excite, yes.
As a team,
that's,
no.
That's for you, baby. I've
wrestled for Excite a few times before, but no.
Nah.
We've done a lot of stuff out Midwest in Ohio.
Yep.
And Indiana, we actually made our debut for IWA Mid-South.
Yeah.
Oh, very
cool.
Which
was something that I wanted to, like, knock off my bucket list, and we got the chance.
Yeah, we got the chance.
So what do you think is, like, the hottest market right now? I mean, Rochester is doing pretty good. I mean, but, you know, you go, like, I think you go, like, to Ohio and out right around Cleveland. There's some, like, pretty hot indies there.
Yeah, they got AIW out there, and they got your favorite, MAW. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, wrestling is hot right now.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go, like, it's getting hot. And we used to make fun at ECPW because, you know, when we first broke in, those were the shows that we would go to, and you have like
the
territories. Like a good 100, 120, which anywhere you go is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Now they're selling the places out with 500-600 people per show.
Which is like, what?
Which is amazing. Yeah. So like,
it's good, man. It's good. I think, you know what it is maybe it's people's dissatisfaction with the national products.
Which, thank you. If it is, thank you, because it's helping us.
They're always listening, always watching.
Right.
Why would you
say
that? That you just black mark on us now.
No, thanks, no. You're, no one's going to hold you, you know, hold anything
except
against
Vince.
You.
Vince is not going to like us now.
Well, you know, but the thing is, you know, I mean, listen. We were talking before the show about some of the bad shows they had this past week. And it's not, you know, I mean, if he's like just, you know, putting his head in the ground, you know, like an ostrich and not really realizing that, you know, what people are saying about his shows, then, you know, I mean, that's.
They're saying Boo Earns.
Boo Earns. It's Boo Earns. I thought it was Boo Earns. No, but I think that, but I mean, I just think that if he's like denying it, you know, and the thing is, you know, they could do better. You know, we know that, but you guys are like hungry and you're like traveling all over the place.
Yep.
Which, I mean, what was the farthest you'd say? Probably Indiana. Would that be the farthest you've went for a show? Or actually, Maine. Maine is pretty far,
no,
too.
No, Indiana was way farther.
No, Maine might have been far.
Oh, no, yeah, because
we did a 16-hour trip.
Yeah, Grand Islands Fall, Maine.
Oh, that was not fun.
That was the first road trip me and Caden took together ever. Not knowing Caden from a hole in the wall, we had just maybe two conversations.
Maybe.
And decided, like, oh, yeah, he's like, hey, I got an opportunity out in Maine. They're looking for another guy. Would you want to jump in? I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. And cool. We get in the car. He goes, hey, by the way, they want tag teams. Like, all right, cool. I'm a tag team wrestler. You're a tag team. I'm pretty sure we can come up with some things. So we get in the car 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I'm like, why am I in a car at 5 in the morning?
So is this the creation of Defiance we're talking right now?
Yes.
This
is the origin story.
Our ride with God is close together.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. That's awesome. And it's like, and you guys work well in the ring together?
Yeah, but the thing, and trust me, I am so happy it did work out, but imagine if it didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, me and him did not get along.
Yeah.
16 hours in a car, just me and him.
Yeah, you just put your fingers in your iPod in your ear and, like, close your eyes.
We got to know each other so well.
Yeah, that's good. You know,
and ran out of gas.
Oh no! Oh no!
I put that one on me
in a snow blizzard.
Yeah, oh no!
Bad. Yeah.
Oh no!
That's how Defiance got started.
Yeah. Defiance started on a long car trip of running out of gas in a blizzard. I think that's a great. You know, that's definitely should. You know, your Wikipedia should have that as you know how this all came together.
How did it
start? Snowstorm. And Grand Island Falls.
But I mean, you must have worked in the ring together before to know kind.
No, never.
We never actually were in the ring together. Like might have been training.
I seen
here
him
and there.
Working out in the ring, yeah. So I'm like. Quick tidbit. I see him in the ring. I'm going, you know, like anybody. Oh, new guy. Wonder how long he's going to stick around. Yeah. He does his thing, and I'm like, okay, that's a little too clean. And then I see the persona coming out and everything. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's up.
Yeah.
Hey, Hellcat.
Who's this guy?
Who's the new guy? Then he comes out. Oh, hey, man, I'm Caden, you know, this and that. Like, oh, okay. Like, oh, I've been around for a while. Like, oh, good. Then he said ECPW, and that's when, like, oh, okay, I've been there before.
Sure.
Good old Gino Caruso.
Gino.
And then, but back to what you were saying, actually working out. No, never worked out together, anything.
No.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, tag, they have signature moves and stuff like that. How'd you guys come up with stuff like that? I mean,
on the car ride.
Okay.
When we were talking back and forth, after a while. After 6 hours of berating him about Rocky V.
I hate Rocky V. See, you're laughing, but I hate Rocky V.
You know, we're doing the whole... As soon as he said, okay, so we're in the car. I put the GPS, 14-hour drive. Adding the stops and the gas. Now we're looking at 16.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So I look at him like a movie. I go, well, Caden, we got 14 and a half hours to get to know each other.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start talking.
Sure.
So we're talking about everything and all that, and all of a sudden movies come up, and I go, oh man, I'm a big Rocky fan. You know, I love Rocky.
First thing out of his mouth. Have you seen Creed 2 by any chance?
Huh?
You've seen Creed 2?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's, yeah.
I have to go see it.
Yeah, so Creed was awesome. So I got
this. Yeah, it was. So we're talking, I go, yeah, I love Rocky movies. First thing out of his mouth, I hate Rocky 5. So what do I do? For six consecutive hours, I'm hitting him with nothing but Rocky V lines. And I'm trying to do the movie. But then after that, we started talking about, oh, actually, we have a show today.
Yeah, we got to start doing
stuff. We might want to put some things together, see what we could do. So we started talking about the stuff we did. And all of a sudden, like, it was kind of similar to the things that we did, but just with our own little, like, flavor. Sure. So in our car, right, we came up with all our tag moves. Never worked on them, never practiced them. Went out there and we just did them.
That was the first night we did them.
Really? That's awesome.
So, and we clicked. I just yelled at him about one thing, but we clicked.
We gave, there's a tag team that we wrestled that night, that first night. I think it was their very first match.
No, that was later on.
Was that the
following
later
on, yeah.
Yeah.
Main State Posse, they're the new guys that are taking over
the main region.
The New England area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were their first match, and these guys were scared. And we're like, nah, don't worry, man. We'll take care of you guys. Just listen.
Yeah.
And look at them now. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, well, good for you guys, too. I mean, it shows you, you know, what you guys can do. And, you know, I mean, listen, you help somebody out. So if you ever need a favor back, you can say, hey, remember, we were your first guys.
Right. I'm a good fall down, man.
We're just waiting for that.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for that call.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, but you got a heck of a match here this Friday night. You know, the boss. You know,
he hits hard.
Yeah, Matic.
Yeah. You know, I've wrestled that man over 200 times.
I'm getting up there.
And them chops still hurt.
Yeah, they
yeah.
But I'm getting up there with him. I'm getting my numbers wrestling. I wrestle him if I don't wrestle with him.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
That's right. You're his partner, weren't you?
Hey, we don't speak about that.
Okay. That was a fuzzy time.
I don't remember much of that period. The budget was being busted.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I that's where I'm, I think the first time I saw you wrestle was with him. So,
was it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I apologize.
That's okay. On that note, we're going to go to break. You guys want to hang around?
Sure.
Cool. So we're going to talk all different stuff. And we're going to, of course, promote this show before we go to break one last time. Well, not one last time, one more time. It's at the Elks Lounge in Brockport. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. Ghosts of Christmas Past and Present. Upstate Pro Wrestling presents this great show. Tickets are available on their website or from friends. Yes.
And just breaking news yesterday, if you are a Brockport student and you show up at the door and show your Brockport ID, tickets are $10.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Can I show my ID from 20 years ago?
Yeah. It's a Brockport ID.
You should have just said that.
Danger's got to find a way.
Oh, hey, here's my ID.
Danger's got to find a way to cheap his way out of this. So we'll be back in just a few minutes here. Listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Surgeon says I'm going to be on the shelf for a little bit because he's never seen an injury like this before, nor has he ever had to work on an arm this size. So I hope the hospital has the tools and they can get in there and figure this thing out. Do I have any apprehensions? Maybe. But I know one thing. I will be back 100%. And when I am, the attack on me last week and the gore the surgeon's going to go through on my surgery today are going to seem like paper cuts.
And Vex, I mean the man, whatever you are. Do you want to know why I'm more capable? Because I'm genetically superior. And I have the mindset to do any solitary thing possible to get the job done.
We're going to get these hands. That's like if those hands even work after his surgery.
Hi, this is Bobby Root, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy. We're joined by Defiance.
Yeah.
Upstate Pro Wrestling. Tag team. We're going to be you have a special partner in your match this week. You are going to have Rob D with you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. See the jacket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rob D.
Jay Bird.
You're going to have Rob D with you. And that's right. JBRD. Sorry. I get that. And that's going to be taking on the Vile Society, of course, Jensen Matic and Hellcat. And, you guys, this ought to be a great match. You guys work well together. I mean, I know we were talking earlier about you working with Hellcat, every one of you. So it's like, but these guys, you know, I mean, you got Matic, who's like, does all these power moves. Really big guy, strong guy.
Really big guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that ought to be a blast, definitely, on Friday night here. You know, what would you rather do on a Friday night in Brockport, you know? I can't think of much.
No. Nothing.
No, I'd be wrestling.
I'd be home relaxing. Yeah, maybe, not getting chopped.
Yeah, yeah, chops. You know, they definitely. But you know, you get out there and you know you get done. You go and have a couple of those $2 beers at the bar in the back.
I like the way you think. So I do, but I'm old, man. After a match, I just want to go home to sleep.
What happened to you?
Yeah. I got beat up for 15 years. Yeah. I'm still getting beat up.
You still get beat up.
Cool. So you know you're working tonight in WXW?
It's a possibility that we will be wrestling South Philly's Finest.
Oh, South Philly's Finest. Okay, very cool. So, you know, I mean, does it mean a lot to you guys to be able to go down to that arena and work in there just because of, like, the history in that place?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
There's, like, a lot of ghosts from WWF's past floating around.
Yeah, you're scary.
It's just a big
That's just Nancy Argentino.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, Danger Boy finally makes a point. But his hair covers it up, so don't worry about that. But that arena is just something. I've been there once, and I'd like to go back again sometime. But you're working with Samu down there.
Yeah.
Samu, who I remember came up here for, we were talking about earlier, for a new Millennium show, in which he told us, and I think it was even before, or it was even after this, that he was the one who came up with the Umaga gimmick, and he was going to do it, and then they just hired his cousin to do it in WWE.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll tell you that story if you ask him. Say, tell us about creating Umaga.
We got to do it now.
All right. That'll be our story for tonight.
Because, you know, it probably is a good one there. I mean, it's weird that, you know, but he had done, like, all the face makeup and everything, and they just didn't. They picked somebody else. But, I mean, he's got quite a history, too, there, the Samoan SWAT team, you know, working with you were joking earlier about Paul Heyman, but he was with Paul Heyman there at ECW when or NWA?
Yeah, WCW. Yeah.
So, yeah, they WCW. Definitely. Yeah, WCW. They definitely have that relationship going on. But I'm sure of course, you can see why you have Paul Heyman's stories, too, because he was bringing those guys around. It was a lot of fun, though, when they had Samoan Hit Team, was it, too?
Yeah.
I believe, yes.
Yeah, there's Samoan SWAT and there's Samoan Hit. So, yeah, and then I remember seeing that. What was that videotape Danger we had a long time ago? The AWA pay per view where they had all
Super Clash 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that if you watch that, they're in that too.
I just watched it the other day. Actually,
yeah, I was gonna say you probably can find it on YouTube. You know, it has
the greatest gig job ever.
Yeah.
Kerry cutting his arm on the way to the ring.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's where the one time you'll never see it again, all these independent groups all having a giant pay-per-view and putting their best on the show. And we saw everybody, too. It was crazy. The main event was Jerry Lawler versus Kerry Von Erich.
Kerry Von Erich, yeah.
Mick Foley's on that.
Yeah, Mick Foley. He wrestled with some other guys. I can't remember who it was. But he was down in Texas at the time, so... Yeah, it was so definitely. Yeah, that'd be if you guys could watch stuff while you're driving, maybe that'd be a fun thing to watch.
We will be.
I was gonna ask, you know, one game I went to a TNA pay per view that was up in just like an hour east of Toronto, probably about 10 years ago. And on the way back, we played the wrestler game where you have to, I think it's where you give a name and then you have to create a name off the last letter.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
We did that for 2 straight hours.
I believe
so
it.
Yeah, it just kept going on and on and on.
Usually on the way home from a show, two of us is sleeping, one is driving.
Sadly, yeah.
Well, that seems only reasonable because, you know, why not get back, you know, and within a day if you can. Are you guys coming back tonight?
Yeah.
Coming back tonight, Matt?
Yep.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, we're joined by Matt in the studio, too. I'm sorry.
He's one of our UPW Young Bloods, coming up with... He's coming up the ladder. He's doing his thing.
He's paying the dues, baby. Yeah. Paying the dues.
Yeah. Is he driving too?
Yeah.
That's how you pay your dues.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that I have to give him credit. He's the one that volunteers.
Very cool.
Like we will sit down and, you know, me and Kaden at the UPW dojo, we sit down, we'll go over the stuff that we're, you know, the shows that's coming up and we'll how we're going to get there and the traveling situation and everything. The young blood over here is like kind of eavesdropping and go, hey, I want to go. I'll drive.
Yeah, That's cool.
Like, you sure? Yeah. All right, you're in.
The desire is a big part
that's
of it.
Too. Right. Yeah. Huge, and I see it in him, and that's awesome.
Very cool. It's like, you know, I mean, like, Brody Lee had the desire, too, you know?
Man,
I mean,
yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Who he ever beat? What he's ever done in this business?
Intercontinental title.
Yeah, I know. He told me that.
I know.
Yeah. He showed me it. It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. When he brought the Intercontinental title home?
I was hanging at his house. Yeah. He does, like, a yearly, like, summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I probably saw you there.
So we were all hanging out, and good old Chip Stetson. Yeah, that's a throwback name right there. Yeah,
love me some Chip.
Yeah, so me and Chip, you know, we're just talking it up, having a couple of cocktails and
drinking some of those Jello shots in the garage. Yeah.
So he mentioned something about, oh, maybe we should talk to Brody, and I'm like, who he ever beat? What he's ever done in this business? I don't want to talk to him. So Uncle Chip goes. You wouldn't say that to his face, like, I had too many cocktails, trust me. That's not going to be a problem. Walk up to, you know, big man, standing 6'7". And
was he in a Browns jersey by any chance? He wore that for a couple of years.
No, he wore I think he was in a tank top this year.
I was going to say, it was RG3, because he's being the ex-Redskin.
No, this time he was in a tank top, so he... Chip goes, hey, Max, someone wants to tell you something. He goes, what? And I'm like, what you ever done in this business? Who you ever beat? He's like, I got two belts upstairs and said I beat somebody. I'm like, I don't care. He goes in, comes out with the two belts. I'm like, oh, yeah, you did beat somebody. They're so nice.
Is that what they do? They let you keep them when you're in the WWE? If you win the belt, they let you keep a copy of it?
I think so, yeah.
That's pretty cool, then. So he's got tag, and he's got Intercontinental title.
Yep. Yeah.
I know that. I've seen pictures of it before when his son was around his
that's
waist,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. I've never asked him to see him. That's pretty cool, you know? I mean, that's...
I didn't ask either. I just told him, I'm like, you didn't do nothing. Like, I got two belts that said I'd done something. Like, oh, yeah, really?
Man.
You know, I know he had. And all of a sudden he goes, yeah, these two. I'm like, I hate you.
Yeah, I remember he defended one in Buffalo, too. It was like, yeah, he had the Intercontinental title in Buffalo. And hopefully we'll see him again soon on
TV.
Yeah,
I miss the big man. I love him, man. He's a genuine good person, man.
Big time, yeah. He's a friendly dude, and just don't bug him if you're going in the airport, okay? He doesn't. That's one thing he doesn't like.
Let's be honest.
Who
want to bother a man who's 6'7"?
True.
With that manly beard.
Manly beard.
You know, I wouldn't bother him. And I'm good friends with him. If I see him in the airport, like... Yeah, there's Brody.
You know what's funny is when he first started wrestling on TV, he was living down in Florida, and then he moved back here. And it didn't really dawn on a lot of people when he would go to Amerks games and stuff who he was, because he would like have his beard all tight down, and then he would have his hair all down.
That's what I call the delirious.
Yeah, the delirious.
Because delirious, when he grew out his beard, as you know, he's a masked wrestler.
Yeah.
So when he would go into the arenas, he would cover it and walk quick, so nobody could be like, oh, that's delirious.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he would go, but I mean, now he can't do it anymore in town here.
Even if he tried to hide the beard, you're 6'7".
Yeah, true.
Everybody's going to look at you.
I remember because he got like on the Kiss cam on an Amherst game or something, and it's like, you know, and they obviously knew who he was, so... You know, so
ribs on you, Brody.
Yeah, success is good and bad in certain ways, but he's one of those guys who might be kind of an inspiration. He did come on the show a couple weeks ago when we had our 20th anniversary a couple weeks ago, and he did say he wants to help Rochester become more prominent in wrestling. So I don't know what that means.
I believe it.
I don't know what that means, but to me, it seems like, you know, he might, you know, want to get involved in like getting things started up here, maybe in a I don't know how bigger, but much bigger than it is. So that'd be pretty cool, I think. What do you think, Danger? I mean, you heard him say that, right?
Yeah, no, I've heard him say that for years. That he's been ever since, even when he did the WWE show, when they followed him around, went back to the roots, and went back to the old stomping grounds on Spencerport Road. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how much he wanted to help Rochester out and put Rochester on the map when it comes to wrestling. And there's been a lot of talent to come out of this town that people just don't realize. True. Even going back to Gorilla Monsoon.
I was going to say to him, I said, well, he trumped China a long time ago as being the biggest thing from Rochester, you know? And it's like...
Well, he admits it, so that trumps her right there.
I know, but I had to say that to it once because it's like, you know, because China was at one time the thing we used to hang our hat on around here.
Right.
You remember that? you know, and it's like, yeah, China was for Penfield High School students. Yeah. Of course, she doesn't. I've never acknowledged it. Hated Rochester. You know, her family's still in town here, but
we still hate Rochester.
Yeah. Well,
you had to bring us Spencer Port.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that place! It was a cool place. Oh, I hate that place. The Samurai
Samurai Martial Arts.
Yeah. I had a match with a young, up and coming talent by the name of Mark Krieger.
Mark Krieger. Oh.
He was every lady's dream.
He was back then, yeah.
And it was the RCW North American title in a rafters match.
I like it.
The title is literally hanging off the rafters.
Yeah, but honestly, the rafters you could grab if you stood on the top rope, okay?
If you're Brody, maybe the first rope and you can grab. But I'm a short guy, so I got to go all the way to the top rope.
Oh, sure.
And then I had to jump from the top to like almost Ultimate X.
My question, whose house was it that night?
It wasn't his.
Oh, okay.
It was, you know, the house was good.
The house was good.
And then Danger Boy over here had to run in.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I had to super kick him in the mouth. And then I got, I had the belt and I seen Danger. Instead of hitting him with the belt so the ref could see that I got the belt, I tossed the belt back so I could throw the super kick, turn around, I get blasted in the head.
I like it.
With the belt.
Oh.
Please.
And so Krieger won that whole thing?
Yeah. And we came up with the bright idea. Like, hey, remember when Edge speared Jeff Hardy from the top?
He was hanging. Yeah.
He comes out, he goes, are you guys okay? No. Why?
I like it.
Danger, you remember that?
Unfortunately.
Sweet Sean Lane days. Right?
Sweet Sean Lane.
Okay,
yes.
Wow. I think nobody was going to remember that. We're going to go to break on that. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to
hoping no one remembers that.
You're listening to Penguin on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Still have the old pants.
Are you sitting out here talking about being, you know, the permanent general manager, and I can't think of anything worse. I mean, literally anyone would be better than you. I mean, Leo Rush would be better than you, and I gotta believe that violates all kind of, you know, child labor laws.
Because if you three can't respect our tradition, you don't belong in the Revival's division.
I promise, I will be there. Right in the center of the ring. But right now, first of all, it's flu season, and I just don't want to risk coming out there and risk catching something from you people, because you people, like Rollins, are vermin. Sometimes out there, I feel like I'm in a third world country. The stench of your breath, the putrid smell of your body odor, your greasy, fat little hands pawing at me. It's revolting. Revolting.
This is Raven with the Pain Clinic 1280 WHTK Pro Wrestling Talk Show. And, apparently you're either listening to it or you will be listening to it. Because since I'm promoing it, apparently this is going to air sometime or another. Whether it's in the show, during the show, after the show, or at some other time, I have no unearthly idea. What about me? What about Raven?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Joined in the studio by Defiance, the Maximo Suave, Caden.
Hi.
Danger Boy's with us. Youngblood, right?
Youngblood.
Matt Wolf.
Do you come out to Youngblood by any chance?
Nah.
You know, it's like an old.
Why haven't you?
It's like an old 50s song, isn't it? Youngblood.
Do some Domino over
here. you can do that too. Welcome back. We're going to take a quick call. We got Rick from Rochester. I'm guessing it'll be like main news and stuff. We'll see. Rick, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Good. What about Johnny Polo?
Johnny Polo, what, as a third man in the sheep herders or whatever?
Scotty Flamingo.
Oh, yes. Well, I just played his ID coming back there, you know?
I know. That's why I said, what about Johnny Polo?
Oh, Johnny Polo there.
Hey,
what about Raven?
What about Raven?
That's what I said.
Hardcore legend.
Something like that. Go on.
And just a few things, and I appreciate taking the call. Now, Daniel Bryan was saying that apparently the Yes Movement is finished, then why does his newly put on nameplate still say yes, yes, yes on it?
I don't know.
You got to take that off then, obviously.
It's going to take a while to kill that because they were doing yeses when he wasn't even there, you know?
Well, I don't get that this character is just, I've seen him bad before, but I don't think it's getting over too much with the crowd. Do you think it is?
I mean, does it have to get over?
It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Give it some time.
No, I mean, I know it just takes a little time to build it up, but I mean, you know, you see the stuff on you know, Total Divas and stuff like that. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not buying it. It's not going to be long. I don't believe.
Well, we'll see what happens, and maybe they'll force him back to being a face again. Every time they've tried to have him heel after the original Yes Yes start, it always failed.
That is true.
Remember when he was like wearing the garbage man suit when he was part of the Wyatt family?
Yeah. Right.
So good.
Oh, yeah, I know, but he was like wearing from head to toe. It looked like he was like out collecting cans and stuff, you know?
Really, to be honest with you, in my opinion, if they want him to be this bad guy and this heel persona, they have to like let him be Ring of Honor 2000, one or two, where he's the dragon, you know, American Dragon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Go back to using kettle mutilation.
Yeah, that Bryan Danielson will awesome. Work.
That would.
Yeah, we'll see what. I mean, they've got time to work on it. I mean, that's the thing that when he hadn't signed originally and they were going, and he was going to leave the company. He of course signed in and stayed, but they were going to make him go heel, and then they were just going to job him out for like a couple months. And I guess he decided to sign and stay, and he still wanted to go heel. He still insisted on going heel. So
that was his call.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. After a while, things do get a little stale, and you know you have to switch it up.
Yeah, he likes to, you know.
It's more fun being bad.
It's easier too, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I'm not a wrestler.
You want the honest answer?
Yeah,
at least for me. Yes, it's a whole lot easier. Yeah, it's more harder to be a...
To get people to like you?
Yeah. It takes a little bit for people to get to like you, but it's easier for somebody... You know, all you have to do is just one crack of a... You know, oh, hey, man, whatever.
What's that ugly smell from the front row? Yeah. Oh!
Perfect example.
Yeah.
This is the worst town I've ever been to.
Yes.
Me and Kater are wrestling at IWA Mid-South. Oh, a God. Young girl, maybe like 7 or 8 years old, calls me ugly.
Okay.
All I said, and Kaden's my witness and can vouch for me. All I said to this little girl was, your mother is ugly. Her mother sitting right next to her jumps out, pulls a knife out of her purse, saying that she was going to stab me.
Wow.
Real heat. Real heat.
Yeah, that's heat. That's real.
And that's all I said was, your mother's ugly.
Legitimate heat.
Wow.
Which, by the way,
I'm assuming was true.
It was very true.
And then the next thing she said is, I still believe. Yeah.
I almost got stabbed in IWA Mid-South.
Oh, my gosh. Are you and Roddy Piper there?
Okay. Well. But as you see, it's easier for somebody to dislike you than to like you.
It is, you know, because you can make fun of their bad smells and stuff like that, you know. The town sucks. And not even one McDonald's open at this time, you know. So what's up, Rick? What else?
One other thing. They were mentioning Ring of Honor about Bryan Danielson. Now, on the heels of that mention for Ring of Honor, I was watching an interview last night when I came home from hockey with Joe Koff, and he's pretty much all but saying that Cody and the Bucks and Paige are likely not going to resign at year's end.
He's been saying that we knew that was going to happen. I mean, but they're also looking into starting their own company right now too. So,
okay, I just didn't. So you honestly think they're really just totally going to be gone? You think in the next couple months?
The only thing they're doing is drawing people to Ring of Honor right now. They could start their own product and start having, you know, look what they did to All In. All In had nothing to do with Ring of Honor, and they sold out the arena.
Even the matches.
36 minutes.
Yeah.
Without not the even one match announced.
Yep. So there's a lot of smart people out there and independents who want to see Cody Rhodes start something with, you know, the Bucks, and it's going to happen, it sounds like. And then Chris Jericho's involved in it. Who else was it, Danger?
Jim Ross.
Shad Khan is going to be the money backer.
Yeah, the guy who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The guy who
Jaguars.
Has double the money of Vince McMahon.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And so just one other thing on my mind. Does Dreamer still do the House of Hardcore? Oh.
Yes.
Of course, he does. He has, like, multiple ones everywhere. I mean, right now he's got it on the, I think it's on the TSN network up in Canada, that there are the Wrestling Fight Network. That's what it is. They've been showing his shows, you know, like a weekly show, so.
Tommy, I wish we were able to get that here.
Yeah, we can't because we're, you know, but you know what? We're that close to Canada that maybe you make a trip up there and then watch some TV in Niagara Falls or something. You might catch it. But I've seen the Fight Network before. It's pretty cool, man. It's definitely, I wish we had something like that. Maybe on satellite. Maybe they could offer it on that, you know?
You had to mention Tommy Dreamer.
Dreamer.
Thanks for calling, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, now you're shaking your head about Tommy Dreamer. I want to know, tell me the story. I got it. I remember he came to Rochester for one of the Upstate Pro Wrestling's anniversary shows. Might have something to do with this?
He was cool with those and gave us great stories. It was a UPW show.
Yeah.
But it was done in Messina, New York.
Wasn't it Fight for Your Mind?
It was, Fight for Your Mind type deal. It was a show for, was it autism?
I believe so.
Like, you know, making money for autism and
there's
everything.
There's a charity behind everything. Yes.
So Tommy Dreamer's on that show. And me and Caden are setting up our gimmick table so we can sell some merchandise. And Tommy just walks up and goes, "How you doing, Caden? How you doing, Maximo?"
I see already what's happening. I walk away laughing hysterically.
Say, how you doing, Maximo? "Hey, by any chance, is anybody setting up right here next to you?" Before I even answer, he's like, "I'm going to take this spot right here."
Now you're selling all Tommy's merch.
Everybody that walked by just like, Tommy.
Oh, no.
So then he looks at me after he sells out all his House of Hardcore shirts and all Tommy Dreamer shirts, looks at me and goes, "Hey,
how'd you do?
So how'd you do on gimmicks?" "Really? You've been sitting here next to me the whole entire time. Not even a picture. And you're asking..." I hate you, Tommy Dreamer.
We're going to go to break on that. We got one more segment. Thank you, guys. You guys are making a great show. I appreciate that. This is our Halloween tradition. I mean, our Christmas tradition from now on. We'll have you guys up every year.
But, oh, man, awesome.
222-1280, Star 12 is the number. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Tough guy.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy and you. And we're joined by Defiance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caden and Maximo Suave and Young Blood joining us too in the studio.
Say hi.
Hi.
There you go.
And it's pretty cool. We got a couple calls when you get out of the way, right? We're going to start with this is Buddy Buddy online. What's up, man?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Real quick, guys, what do you think is going to happen with the general manager situation on Monday Night Raw? Because I was on the computer the other day, and I saw a name who could be GM. I don't remember right now, but who do you think it's going to be if Corbin doesn't keep his position there with Raw?
I don't know. It's a good question, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. I don't know.
I think it's the going to end up being the person that is currently in charge of the women's division on Raw.
Oh, you think so?
Though she did actually recently return to training in the ring, so she might actually be returning to wrestling.
I saw that. She just past week she posted some shots from in the ring. She's been dealing with a lot of concussions, and that's the downfall of a lot of wrestlers.
The Danielson.
That's really, and she they wouldn't. I mean, look at Paige too with a broken back. But she started. You know, I mean, there's some people that you know. I mean, and she would make a great GM. I mean, she looks great. Are you kidding me? She looked fantastic this past week.
Yes. Oh, I give you that.
Oh, we had a guy from Allen from Geneseo wanted to ask, talk to you guys about UPW, but he hung up. So
no, yeah. Call back.
Yeah, so we're going to squeeze some news in before, and I'm going to remind you how you can see these guys. Some news coming out this past week. Ronda Rousey, Fox reportedly wants her on SmackDown for the debut. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Danger?
I think that could be interesting, especially with the way they're going. I mean, that's not until next October, so they have a long time if they want to build something like that, especially with Becky and Charlotte on that brand.
They're making a lot. They're making a lot of demands of WWE.
Ever they're paying them $1 billion. They can demand whatever they want.
Right.
True. Maybe this is the moment when they move over there that Vince steps down for good.
Well, he'll be finishing up on the XFL inaugural season stuff then.
Yeah, there was some news about that this week.
They came out with the 8 cities.
They haven't announced the cities
yet. It's
supposed
to be today is the official announcement, so I believe.
Today, you know, not only might we get the Avengers 4 trailer downloaded today, but we also got that Vince McMahon coming out and telling us what this is. You know, telling us what the 8 teams. I heard maybe Binghamton, you know. I don't know. Birmingham, that's what it was.
It was like... They've confirmed like Houston, Washington, Los Angeles, St. Louis.
Major markets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all going to be major markets, but they have expansion plans. They have 21 other cities in the queue, apparently, if they plan to expand.
We had that fake Rochester one with the soccer stadium in the background, you know, with the Rochester team for the XFL. But, you know, one of the pieces of news that really blew me away the most was that apparently this past week or past couple weeks, Zelina Vega and Aleister Black got married. Can you believe that? I mean, remember when we had that guy call and tell us he hated us because we were playing Aleister Black's music because it's demonic?
Yes.
and these guys wanted to get married, you know? So they apparently got married recently. They were dating, and now they're...
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's what I say, too. I mean, wow, she's something, you know? I remember seeing her here in Rochester when NXT came to the Main Street Armory.
Yeah.
That's right. And it was like, wow.
You're welcome.
This girl was a knockout. All the girls were knockouts. Remember we had Mandy?
Yes.
Danger, you remember that? We were in the second row there.
We were in the second row right behind where she was standing in the corner for the holding the tag rope, and it was awesome.
No, so we were right behind you guys then.
and Vanessa Bourne.
It was Caden's birthday, so I took him to NXT, and we were right there. Yeah. But the difference is that me and Caden were looking at each other like, who are these girls?
Yeah. But Vanessa,
I knew Selena, but me and him were just looking, who are the other girls?
I like Vanessa Bourne, remember her?
Oh my gosh.
She's gorgeous. I think she should be up on WWE real soon, but... Some other news, Braun Strowman, obviously, we mentioned earlier, he had some surgery on his elbow. He said he's supposed to show up Monday Night Raw. He said he will not get physical, it says. Roman Reigns appeared at the Georgia Tech Georgia football game a week ago, and Reigns delivered a brief message that his alma mater posted on their Twitter page. So, I mean, I saw some shots of it on ESPN of Roman Reigns. So, I mean, he's doing good enough in his treatment that he can get out, which is great.
That's
good. You know, also, it looks like Sin Cara is going to be back very soon.
I forgot he was under contract.
Yeah. Remember, what was it? He didn't blow his knee out, did he?
No, he didn't.
Exactly
okay. What it was.
What are we talking about?
Unico, not Mestiz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, not Mestiz.
Yeah.
Or Mestiz or whatever his name is. No, it's Unico.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Well, there's so many names I can't pronounce anyways. I still have a hard one. Metallico or whatever his name is.
You should see Caden when we're talking about New Japan Wrestling and he's trying to name the Japanese wrestler. Oh. Some best thing in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, I usually just go by last names when it comes to that most of the time. And that's usually what they go by, too.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say, we saw them in part of Ring of Honor. It was like a year and a half, you know, over a year ago when they came to, with Ring of Honor, they came to Buffalo and they played. It was a really wild show with some of the guys. We saw some of the biggest names from Japan ever. And, you know, a lot of people didn't know who they were. So
sad.
Yeah, it is sad. You know, and then we have, of course, if you have Access TV, you can watch New Japan every week. You know, it's AXS. A lot of people are going, Access, AXIS? No, it's AXS. And they got new announcers starting there soon, so we're going to get some new products soon. Some other news, Hurricane Helms, it looks like he'll be working at the WWE Performance Center.
Ooh.
He's been there the last couple of weeks. And they're talking about open performance centers in other countries now. So I think they've been talking about that for a while, but they're trying to get experienced people to come in and do some training.
Well, they're supposed to be, I mean, they're doing the UK thing now, and they're supposed to be expanding that over to Germany as well, especially with the signing of Walter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's already training over there, so it could be just an expansion. The rumor is, with them doing all this expansion in the other countries and whatnot, they're actually working with all these companies, and they're clamping down on what these UK wrestlers can actually do outside of WWE events. And it's
well, that's what happens
interesting.
When you sign
it's like the territory is dissolving all over again over there.
It's when you sign a contract with them, they have a lot of say in what you can do and what you can't do. And I'm guessing that has a lot to do with, you know, with that just being the case, especially in England, where they're putting a lot of effort into. I mean, they just crowned a woman champ this past week.
Yeah.
Like 3 in the afternoon, I get a message from the WWE Network on my phone. Yeah. It's like,
did you get a message 3 months ago when it was filmed?
Yeah, right?
No, but it did replay, though. But some other news. It looks like the Tributes to the Troop is going to be taped December 4th at Fort Hood, Texas. So that's coming up this week since today's the 1st. It's Tuesday? Monday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. Interesting. I saw this past week. I don't know what you think about this. JBL, he was watching the Cowboys and New Orleans Saints game, and he was Twittering terrible things at Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
Taking shots at Dusty Rhodes, while claiming he was winning a bunch of money while, you know, betting on the Cowboys. But it's like JBL, you know,
was drinking heavily.
Once again, the bully JBL shows up, and I guess Cody Rhodes was texting or tweeting back at him. So it was pretty bad. So you think JBL's a good guy? I don't know. You ask Mauro Ranallo, okay? I don't know.
How about you ask Joey Styles?
Yeah,
the truth.
Joey Styles, who knocked him out.
That's right.
A drunk JBL out on a plane. So there's this top 10 list, one of those clickbait things the other day where it was top 10 WWE plane incidents. And it was all about their corporate jet and things that happened on it.
Amazing.
Yeah, which includes the one where I guess Kurt Hennig and Brock Lesnar were rolling around in the aisles and hit the emergency exit.
Yes.
Yeah. Incredible story. Definitely incredible story. But we're going to get out of here. There's no other news that deems worthy of cutting out a mention of what you guys are doing this Friday, which is Upstate Pro Wrestling, Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present, and Future, Elks Lounge, Brockport. The doors open at 6:30. Shows at 7 p.m. You know what? Go to their Facebook page. That's where you can get all the information on how to get there and everything. And our guest, we had Defiance in the studio with us, and they will be wrestling with their buddy Rob D against the Vile Society.
That's right.
Jensen, Matic, and Hellcat. And guys, thank you so much for giving us some time, man. It's fun to have you up here.
No, thank you, man. Thank you. It's always a
pleasure. I love hearing his stories.
Also, that if you are a Brockport student, if you bring your ID at the door, tickets will be $10.
Don't forget about that. $10. Go online and look up Upstate Pro Wrestling. You'll find the show. You can find ways to get tickets, or you can get them at the door. Like I said, you know, come over there with an ID. Go and, you know, grab one, you know, mug someone from the college. Grab their ID, bring it with you, you know.
Go to this, you know, social media for, you know, on Twitter is at UPW Rock,
yeah.
ROC, and then there's at the Chris Cade, and I'm at the Maximo Suave.
Youngblood, you have a Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter.
Okay.
You should.
Self-promotion.
Guys. But on Facebook, too, everything.
Thank you.
Maximo Suave, Defiance,
thank
Chris
you.
Caden. Thank you guys so
thank
much
you
for
coming
us.
Up, man, and have a safe trip. We'll see you sometime real soon. All right, we're out of here. Danger Boy, we'll see you next week on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.